And we know that the seafood industry is vital, given that we are the seafood frontier of Australia. And joining us is the Assistant Minister for Forestry, Fisheries and Industry Development, Senator Jono Dunyum. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. It's good to be with you in your beautiful state of South Australia.
What brings the Assistant Minister for Fisheries here? I can probably hazard a guess, but let's just make sure.
Well, absolutely. It's good to find out what politicians are doing. It's always a worrying sign when you see politicians around your neighbourhood. But look, mate, I firmly believe that no good comes of politicians that don't get out into the community and understand what it is that the community needs from them. I represent fisheries, forestry and other sectors in Canberra. And so on that basis, I want to get out and understand exactly what those sectors need, the thousands of men and women that work in those industries, to make sure they have a strong future. So that's what I'm doing while in South Australia, catching up with representatives from a number of sectors, mainly while in Port Lincoln, of course. It was the southern bluefin tuna industry, the abalone industry, and, of course, the southern rock lobster sector as well, to understand what it is they need from us, how we need to get out of the way so they can continue to grow their sector. So that's what I've been doing.
Has there been anything in particular that's come up so far as what is needed for the seafood industry, either with government intervention or, as you say, government maybe easing up a little bit?
Yeah, look, it has been an incredibly challenging time, the last 18 months, for nearly all of the seafood industry. Really what they've needed is to make sure that they had a government that had their back. Starting with COVID, the export markets were hit pretty hard. Getting goods to market, particularly fresh and live seafood to market, was very hard when passenger flights stopped operating. Nearly 90% of our premium goods get to market in the belly of passenger aircraft. That stopped. So we introduced the International Freight Assistance Mechanism, $670 million, to help these exporters get goods to market. That was one of the things we had to do. They wanted to make sure that will continue, and we'll work to make sure that does continue. But also helping find new markets with everything that's been going on with China lately, and I think your listeners will be well across that. We're going to make sure these industries are strong into the future. We will help them find new markets, be they North America, other parts of Southeast Asia, the Middle East. We are going to make sure that they have a strong future. And so that's something through AusTrade we've been committed to doing, and we've talked a lot about that throughout my trip to South Australia.
Speaking this morning with Senator Jono Dunyum, the Assistant Fisheries Minister in the federal government. And you did mention, Senator, about the alternate markets that you're looking for, given that other governments, particularly Canada, at the moment is looking at alternative markets to avoid what's happening with the shutdowns across the world. Has anything been raised as far as a particular alternate market at the moment, or is that still a work in progress?
Look, it remains a work in progress. Developing these markets is something that doesn't happen overnight. A lot of, in particular, with our fisheries sector, wine, look at rock lobster, for example. 97% of what we take out of the water was sold to China. That is a huge amount of what we take. And I think it's important for businesses, where possible, to try and hedge bets and spread risk. Not always possible, and business people make decisions that are in the interest of their business, and we'll support them to do that. But in terms of new markets, look for abalone, of course. We've been able to look to North America for potential markets. Japan remains a strong market for rock lobster. There are parts of Europe that are emerging as people that want to hoe into these goods, and we are doing everything we can through our free trade agreements and other negotiations to make sure that they do have a strong footing. Really, though, this does come down to industry, who have great links, better links than government, to our international trading partners, because they deal direct with them, and we want to take our lead from them. It's not for government to tell people where and how to do their business. Business will tell us where they're going to do business and how we can best help. That's how we have a strong functioning fisheries industry, when government supports it, not leads it, and that's what I'm here to do, is to support them.
And we certainly do hope that fisheries industry does grow and go from strength to strength in the future. Senator Jono Dunyum, the Assistant Fisheries Minister, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Keith, a pleasure, and look forward to catching up next time I'm in your beautiful state.